Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy and darn sexy people. Oh my gosh. Last night was my tree trimming party. It was so great to see so many faces that I haven't connected with because of the pandemic, and nice to hug people again. And boy, it was just a beautiful, beautiful evening. Just beautiful evening. So I'm bringing all that love from last night into this call with you. I want to remind you that the predictions webinar is December 28th. I know I can tell you right now that there's a lot of dimensions emerging and intersecting, and soon will be joining as one dimension. That's all I got for you right now about that. The information is changing very rapidly because of that. And this is the highest thing that the channel would like everybody to direct every day. To direct all energy in all dimensions and all time-space continuums to merge into my divine self and to create through love. I direct all energy in all dimensions and all time-space continuums to merge into my divine self and create through love. Because we don't want any other dimension or us on any other dimensions or in any other time or space not working with us to create what we want in our lives. Right? They want to remind you that the direction and the claim, I am the frequency of self-love, is the highest thing you can do, highest thing you can practice, okay, the highest state you can be to stay healthy and not summon in any health problems that you may need to deal with. And the last thing I want to just say is don't put things off, guys. Don't put off talking to the people you love. Don't put off making up, making amends. Don't put off reaching out. You know, my Christmas party started with a few really close groups of my friends years ago. And that group has dwindled now to half of what it was. We've lost half of those people, including my Chris. Time is going too fast for your own soul and your own happiness. Reach out to the people you love. Don't put off the lunches. Don't put off the calls. Don't put off rectifying or bringing back to the state of love anything in your life that may have gone askew from that place. This is the time now to do that. And we are going to the calls. So get ready. Here I come. Donna in California, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I'd like to know if you have messages for me.
Honey, you have to ask a specific question. What do you want to know about?
Okay, about finances then. Finances getting better and, yeah.
Okay. There's, three things that you need to get into alignment in
okay.
your finances. Give me a song.
A song?
Yep. Any song that comes into your little bean brain.
I don't know any.
Get out of the way. They'll give it to you.
Day for a Sunshine. Sunshine Day is a song.
Okay. So why do you look at money as an overcast place in your life?
Overcast.
Yeah.
I'd like to go traveling. There's a lot of things I'd like to do, and I'd like to help out my nieces and nephews. And, yeah, I really want to go traveling, like to different countries and stuff, but I have to, you know, make more money to do that.
Okay. But right now, what's happening is you're not liking money because you can't do that. And that's not going to get you the money to do it. So the more you feel into the excitement and the love of being in those countries and the traveling, and just go, yeah, that's what I'm in alignment with. Oh, boy, I can feel the love around that. Then the more the money comes. So that's number one. Sheets.
Okay.
Book. Give me a song, please.
Amy, what you want to do?
What's it about? If I never heard it, what's it about?
I think I could love you still. It's kind of like a love song toward Amy.
Be a little more specific. I think I could love you still. Is that the
Amy,
lyric?
Amy, what you want to do? I think I could be with you.
Okay. See, Donna, you're waiting for the money. You're not creating
right.
the money. Guys, look, whatever you create today in this moment shows up in the future. You've got to be in alignment with what you want right now to bring it to you in the future. And if you do it daily, then it just keeps coming to you because you keep creating it every day and then the future shows up and it's there because you've been creating it now. It's got to start within you. Now, the third thing, we're going to a core belief. This page here, 22, 6, 7, 28. Yeah, see, they're taking me to claim I am that I am, which means in this case, I am money. I am the frequency of money. I am the frequency that creates money because I am the frequency of money. And the easiest way to do that is to connect it to love. So right now, when I say you love money, it goes to no. So the big message for you, do the breathing meditation, do whatever you need to do. But bring yourself back into loving money because you're going to love that money when it shows up and you get to travel, aren't you? aren't you?
Yep.
Okay.
I am.
That means you got to love it now to create it so you can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I'll
That's
do
your
that.
Answer.
All right. That's thank your, you, Dee.
Yep.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Donna. Thank you. Okay, guys, I say this every week. Whatever you want, you have to be in the state of love with. A lot of you dealing with physical challenges out there right now don't love your bodies. But it's the judgment and the anger, mostly, that created this misalignment that brought the dis-ease into you. Okay, Miss Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Okay, here we go. I would like to know, what is causing me to use food the way that I am?
Well, you're trying to fill yourself up so that you don't feel. So what is it you don't want to feel?
Well, I know one thing.
Okay,
I feel like if I'm just like to like sit here and even like think about anything, like I just feel so overwhelmed because there's so much that is
not what I want. But Lisa, you get overwhelmed because you're sitting there thinking about it instead of handling it.
Right.
Pick one thing to handle. I mean, I know this intimately because I go through this so much with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start to feel overwhelmed and I'll come down and sit down at the desk and go, okay, what's the first thing I get to do? And it takes me literally maybe a 1/100th of the time that I think it's going to take me by thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take action. Where's the loss in your life?
Wow, I don't even know where to begin, really.
Okay, so
like,
there's a lot of loss?
You mean like people that have died or just, I just feel like when it's loss, it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Okay.
My dad died when I was 13, that's one thing. I feel like I never really had the family that I wanted, you know, growing up. I had to grow up quick.
You had the family you chose. So what did it teach you, Lisa?
I've always felt like I didn't belong in that family.
Okay. Which means you don't belong, period. So that's a loss, isn't it? If we don't feel like we belong, that's a big loss.
Right.
And we don't want to feel that. So we drink, or we take drugs, or we eat a lot, or we're a sexaholic. We can't allow ourselves to feel the pain of not belonging. And that's the highest thing you're dealing with, baby.
Okay, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Probably not in my world.
Because I know intellectually this is ridiculous. However, I'm going to say it. Like, does this have anything to do with why I don't want to do absolutely anything? I mean, I'm talking about take a shower, brush my teeth. Like, I've had your little child thing since October 10th, and every day I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, like, why am I resisting it so bad, though?
Well,
I don't.
Well, Lisa, because you feel like you don't belong, so what the hell's the use anyway? But you see, the biggest place where you don't belong is with you. You keep abandoning yourself. by not taking action. Why don't you start saying, like talking to yourself in third person, all right, Lisa, I understand you don't want to brush your teeth, but you're going to brush your teeth anyway. I understand you don't want to start the little child experience, but you're going to do it anyway. All right, come on. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do it with you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, because nobody's going to make you, Lisa, and 10 years from now, you're going to be calling me or somebody else going, why can't I do anything?
Right, yeah.
If you don't start doing it, you're going to be in the same place when you die.
Right.
Is that where you want to be?
Nope.
Nope. I get a big no on that, too. So get busy, woman. Come on. Come on. Right. If you were your own little girl and she didn't want to go to the bathroom and just wet her pants, what would you say?
If she didn't want to go to the bathroom and wet her pants.
If she didn't want to go to the bathroom and she just wanted to pee in her pants all the time, would you go?
She can't do that. She has to go to the bathroom. And
yeah.
You know,
well, you start talking to your own self like that, baby cakes.
Okay. And one more thing about the eating thing, and this is weird too, is like even in the middle of the night when I get up to go to the bathroom, I literally, once in a while, it'll pop into my head, like, oh, what am I going to eat tomorrow? And when I think of something crappy that I'm going to eat, like, I feel like a relief. Like, it's like, oh, now I won't think about it again.
Yes, Lisa, because you keep turning against yourself so that you can pay for not belonging anywhere. I get my big yes, so you've got to start getting up every morning and going, today I belong. I belong to me. I belong to the world. I belong being powerful in my creation. I belong, period. Okay?
Okie doke. Thank you.
Okie doke. Yeah, and that goes for everybody, guys. I belong being my most powerful God self. Dallas. Gail, you're on.
Hello, Dee. I believe it's your birthday around this time. So happy birthday.
Well, thank you, darling. It's in 2 days. Thank you very much for remembering. I appreciate that.
This call has given me what I want or what I'm looking for. I'd just like some further discernment. I've been having some problems with my liver that the doctor's worried about. And I just like a little bit, the channel could tell me some more information.
The liver is the seat of love. Yep. So I have a, where we actually talk about this, I did a webinar with another lady on relationships, and this came up. A filmed weekend, and this came up, that the liver is the seat of love. So where are you out of alignment in the love for yourself? You see, we've got a theme going already here. So
just putting myself second and have not taking the opportunity to say and not saying. And so I've just made the big decision to retire, and I'm standing up for myself on how that transition is going to play out. I think it had to do with putting myself second.
And you've been putting yourself second or third or fourth all your life, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So your liver is trying to tell you, hey, Gail, could you put you first? Because if you go down, everybody's going to go down. So it's time to put the love for you first. Guys, you know this. I've taught you this. But we have got to retrain our brains because our little girls and boys still hear our mother going, what do you mean you're putting yourself first? That's selfish. Well, that's not how we're putting ourselves first. We're putting ourselves out of the respect for the God that we are. And when we do that
Got
through
it.
Divine love, everybody wins. Everybody. Because then you give them permission to put themselves first. Okay?
Thank you.
Yep. Hold on. Is there anything higher? Nope. That's it, baby. Okay.
Thank you, and happy Merry Christmas and happy birthday.
Thank you, Gail. And look, you talk to your liver and thank it for bringing forward that information and that you're going to love it and love yourself. Okay? All right. Thank
Got
you,
it.
Baby. All right, Miss. Where are we going? I got all lost. Jean in Oregon, you're on.
Good morning, Dee, and happy upcoming birthday.
Thank you, darling.
My question is, what is the cause of the essential tremors I'm experiencing?
Well, they will tell you that essential tremors are genetic. Now, how my channel explains genetic is when we buy into a belief that our families have, we pass it down. Who in your family had essential tremors?
I think my mom does.
Okay. So when I say it's Parkinson's, I get a no. You know how to differentiate the two?
No, the doctor said it was just the essential tremor.
Okay.
I don't know the difference.
Okay. If you put your hands in your lap at rest and they shake, it usually is an indication of Parkinson's. If your hands just shake when you're doing certain movements or certain activities, it's essential tremors. Now, according to my channel, the source of essential tremors is the belief in struggle.
Okay.
So does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So where are you struggling in your life? Where's the pinnacle?
Overall, throughout my life, it's been finances generally, financial security.
Okay.
But things, I'm actually in a really good place right now, so.
Okay. And you've had lifetimes of struggling around finances, which
mm-hmm.
has created what you get to experience now. So, the highest thing, we're going to a core belief, this page here, 738. God betrays me, I betray me. We have to get to the belief around how you are betraying yourself. And you are the God of you. So if you are betraying yourself, Dean, the God of you, a.k.a. God, has to betray you also, because it takes direction from your thoughts, feelings, and perceptions. Are you with me?
Okay.
Okay. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. They want to replace the word energy, though. Ability is the highest word they're giving me. I don't think I have the ability to do this. So what would this be?
I think it would be getting to that place where I know that I am creating my life. That's one thing I'm struggling with now. I can tell myself, okay, I know this, but I don't feel that I know this, so I don't really know it.
Well, are you doing the breathing exercise?
Yes. And what happens when I start yawning when I'm trying to do the breathing exercise?
Nothing.
Why is that?
It doesn't mean anything. I think most of us yawn sometimes during the breathing exercise because, you know, it triggers the feeling in you that a yawn does because you're breathing so deeply. Like when you take a there's nothing to it. But what I'm hearing in you is you do it every once in a while.
Yeah, not as regularly as I need to. And then I start running into questions. Well, do I breathe in fast and breathe out slow, or do I breathe the same speed in and out, or how exactly do I do it?
Yeah, see, you don't have the ability, see? That's a perfect example of the core belief they gave you. You don't have the ability to do it. So, once again, guys,
right.
You take a slow breath in to the count of three or four, really push out your lungs, smile as you exhale slowly through your mouth. You say whatever direction it is that you want. Now, before you even start that, you connect with your love place. Because you are creating everything through love. Okay?
Okay, and do you, after you inhale, do you hold for a minute or just immediately exhale?
No. You immediately exhale.
Okay.
Does it really matter? No.
Oh, okay.
You see, if you have the core belief that I don't have the ability, you're going to be afraid that you're going to do stuff wrong.
Right.
I mean, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start with the exhale. I am divine ability. And they've started telling me to add the word divine. I am divine money. I am divine health, which means we've made a big leap into the creation process. And because I teach this and you guys follow me, if it opens up for me, I pass it on to you and you're ready before that next question comes. I'm divine health. I'm divine wellness. I'm divine money. I'm divine success. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have fun, Jean.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Okay, Lena, what's up? Tell me we've had some movement since last week.
I'm going to be honest and say no, because I ended up getting sick this week and ended up missing a day.
So why are you taking that as a negative? Okay, go ahead. What's your question today?
Well, I wanted to say, what would be my, I guess, definition of divine or even love?
Oh, come on, Lena. Come on. Why do you keep doing this to yourself, baby? I love you, but this is, do you understand? Every week it's why can't I?
That's what I don't.
Well, but that's why you can't. Because you keep asking why can't I instead of how can I?
How can I?
Look, I had you out here for 2.5 days for Creation Station. I saw you expressing a lot of love. To other people, to freedom.
I did.
You know how to love. So don't keep telling yourself you don't. And guys, if you know how to love anything, you know how to love yourself. You're just not giving yourself permission to do it. And that is a betrayal of the power you have in your own creation.
Yes.
Well, stop it. It's not serving
yes,
you, honey.
No,
it's not serving you.
Because it changed everything in my reality.
Yeah. You just get up every day and say, how can I love more? How can I love me more? How can I love my work more? How can I love the world more? My intention today is to be and feel the greatest state of love possible for me. Just focus
on that,
Lena. Okay. And everybody. That goes for everybody.
I also wanted to say, too, one of my friends created this 100 things in December where you're doing 100 things for other people, the planet, just it's kind of like a pay it forward, but you just do it because it makes you, because you feel good when you do it.
Yeah, which is self-love.
Exactly. So I just wanted to share that. And all.
Well, that's beautiful. You tell her I'm all behind that. As long as doing it is doing it for yourself also. All right. Thank you for sharing that, baby. All right. We're going to Davina in Texas. Hi, baby. You're on.
Good morning, fabulous, awesome D.
Thank you very much. I'll accept that. What's up, babe?
And happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
Want a message from my son since when he was here, I didn't take enough opportunity to tell him I loved him. So wanting to get a message from him regarding money.
I'm confused about what you just asked.
Okay.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know, Davina?
I want a message from my son regarding love.
Regarding love. Is your son still alive?
No.
Oh, I see. So your son has crossed over.
Yes.
Okay. Which means his body's left, but his energy is still available for you to talk to.
Right.
Okay, so drop into your heart. Ask him what he wants to tell you about love.
I just get the message. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Well, enough said. He loves you. You love him. Live in love. Be love. Give love. Well, there's really not more that you need to know, guys. It's just live love. Okay?
Okay.
What more specific do you want, Davina?
Are the angels and stuff that I'm seeing, is that love or am I hallucinating?
Who the frick cares? If you want to manifest angels to experience love and connect with love, go for it. I manifest it through being with my dog. Other people manifest it by listening to music. It doesn't matter. Do you understand? The only thing that matters is that you get to being the state of love. That's the only thing that matters.
Okay.
So, yes, it's a true statement for you that you are seeing angels. But so that's what you really wanted to know. Okay? So you got your answer, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We're going to Miss Katie in Georgia. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I actually wanted to ask about love. I wanted to ask, I feel like I'm open to receiving love, but I'm not sure if I have like a block or something in my way from receiving it or allowing it.
I get no, except that you don't love yourself.
Okay.
So if you want to find a great partner, guys, if you want to summon in a great partner, love yourself more. Because otherwise, that great partner is going to look at you and read, oh, she doesn't love herself. Do I really want to go there?
Because I'm wondering, how do I change that? Because I do tell myself I love myself every day in the mirror. I feel like I'm more generous to myself than I've been in a while.
Good.
I don't.
And I get a yes on all that. I get a yes. So the big place is, are you judging your body?
You know what? Yeah, because
yeah.
I had fibroids before, so like my body looks different than it used to look, and I'm not used to looking like this. Yeah.
Well, I would start accepting the way that you look and honoring the way that you look now, so that when other people look at you, they can read, oh boy, she really likes her body. Maybe I will too. What do you think about that?
Okay. I like that. So what I like when I look in the mirror, because it's literally a big mirror. Like, I literally see myself every day when I get in the shower, and I'm like, So it's like,
well,
so.
See, and so what our brains do is we go into immediate judgment. I want you to stand in that mirror and really take in your body, just love it.
Okay.
It's just a shift. From I'm going to judge to I'm going to love and accept.
Okay.
It'll be amazing for you, Haiti, when you do that.
Okay. And that's the main thing. That's the main
thing
that's been keeping me from receiving love. Because I'm like,
nothing
I'm
is
like, I'm
keeping
trying,
you
oh
from receiving
from
love.
Even.
So don't
okay.
even set that up.
Don't say
that. I
okay.
am open
okay.
and receiving love from everybody. All the time, and especially myself.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much.
I know that, you know, getting older, your body definitely changes. And it's funny, guys, because I do these conventions. Yesterday, I did a book signing. Oh, my God. Bupalopaloo is on back order because so many people have ordered it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Born is doing great. I'm so deeply appreciative to everybody out there that's supporting me in this. And yes, and we're going to Michael in Connecticut. Hi, babe.
Hi, Dee. Hi. How you doing? I have a hernia and a problem in my right eye, and I'd love to hear your ideas on how I could make that better.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, the hernia energetically is you keep trying to pick up all the pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on target there.
Okay. We've talked about this in several different ways, from several different angles and questions. And the message that you keep getting is you just have to give up saving everybody, which means you have to put Michael first. And if you need help, bring help in, or whatever the case may be, that will give you a solution to relieve some of this responsibility. Now, the eye, obviously.
It's a cataract.
Oh, it's a cataract. Okay. Well, is there one energetic cause of cataracts? Oh, I get a yes. Well, and it's the belief that we all share that when we get older, we have to have them. That's just the way it is. But hold on. There's an addendum for you, because I'm waiting for the words. This goes along with the energetic stuff behind the hernia, because that stuff is literally making you age faster than you should be aging.
That's fascinating.
Now, what does he need to do to see clearly? I mean, if the cataract is already formed, Michael, you probably are going to have it taken off, which is no big deal.
The VA is scheduling that, but if I can do anything energetically to improve it, I'd certainly welcome that.
Well, yes, you need to see clearly your own freedom. Those are the highest words.
That is powerful.
Well, it's powerful, and it's a challenge with your situation, sweetheart.
How do I enter that freedom? How do I feel it every day? Because I'm
doing
all I know how.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm not.
Right.
Please tell me what more I can do.
You can feel more love. You see, but it's a challenge to you to feel that love, Michael, because you are so, well, these are their words, burdened down with caretaking.
You got that one right.
So it's become a duty instead of an act of love now, which happens to all of us when we are faced with consistent challenges. But you need to, again, you need to take time for you and love on you, Michael. Meet your own challenge. Meet your own challenges first. Okay?
That is some very good advice. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, sweet. And good advice for all of us, Michael. Thank you. Guys, oh my gosh. Do you see the through line in the show today? Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. For everybody. Dory in Arizona, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Dee. A quick question. I'm wondering why, when I feel like intense emotions, you know, usually, you know, grief or something very intense like that, I always feel a pang in my left forearm, kind of like it just lights up and I just feel this, you know, pang. And I was wondering if there's anything about that.
Well, I'm speaking energetically here, Dory.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for your heart. The more riled up you get, it's not good for your heart.
Is there anything I should do about that? Or?
Well, yeah, you can calm yourself down. You can bring yourself back to the state of love. You can.
Yeah.
What is it that's triggering you so much?
I've had a lot of, you know, grief and, lately in the last, 5 or 6 years, I've had a lot of losses and it's just very painful. And I'll get riled up if I believe somebody's going to do something and I trust that and then they don't, or they, or I just don't feel supportive. It's like, I know I have these deep seated roots.
Yeah.
feeling like y'all was betrayed, and that's it's all this betrayal that kind of pops up. That's when I get upset. I realize, oh, well, that's like a betrayal here. That's a betrayal there.
Yep, yep. Okay, well, if you know it, you know you don't want it. Betrayal and abandonment. What are the opposite positives? If you're not betrayed, you're what?
Supported.
Supported and honored.
Accepted. And honored, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. People always come through for me. You've got to start training your brain to default to those thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I know I'm very, you know, I do what I say I'll do, and I'm always someone that you can rely on. But, yeah, I haven't really experienced maybe that other side of the coin for me. So, yeah, I deserve that as well. So I can, I'll start believing that.
Well, yeah, otherwise your body will keep showing you in more and more dramatic ways not to go there.
Okay.
So
this
is your golden opportunity, in other words, to get it together. Right?
Okay.
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 Don't wait, create. Daniel! Hold on, I didn't get you on. Daniel, in Arizona, what's up?
What's up? It is a wonderful, beautiful day. I'm speaking to Miss Eve Wallace, wishing her an incredibly wonderful happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. How have you been?
I've been good. You know, the world is crazy, turned upside down. I had a question about holding myself back, but I've actually gotten the answer to that throughout the show.
Yes, you have.
And what came up is, do you see what I see? And I see a beautiful child of God, and we are all that child of God, the divine, and allow ourselves to be open to receive and give ourselves the blessings and the riches that the entire universe has for us.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen, and let's go. Yes, sir. I want to give you all the desires of your heart. Are you going to accept them, everybody? That's the question. Are we going to love ourselves enough to go, yeah, bring it on? Okay? Thank you for that, Daniel. And so
that's
great to hear. Well, that's a lot, baby. And I just love hearing your little voice. Thank you.
All right, love you much.
And I love you too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let me see. Yes, I have time for one more. Susan in Long Island, you're
hi,
on.
Dee.
Hi,
Dee. A couple months ago, you told me that I was created, I'm the God of me with problems. And I was working on trying to raise that up. And then 6 weeks ago, I wound up having triple bypass surgery. And I had a lot of experiences of having to open up to love and people and things. And I'm just wondering, am I working that through, or am I still creating the God of me with problems?
You're still creating the God of you with problems? I get a no.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And, again, you see, we automatically would call that experience a negative experience. It wasn't for you.
No, I worked really hard to receive divine messages and make it into something else. But sometimes it's hard because, you know, it still is a huge thing. So I some doubts creep in. I'm like, so did I? Am I getting this, or am I going to create more?
You're getting it, and you're doing it, and all you have to do is just, you know. Guys, let's just end with this. I am the God of me that is love. I am the God of me that is divine love. In everything I do and everything I think, and I'm just love. Let's start defining ourselves as that so that we literally live in the experience of it. Okay?
So it's just love, love, love. Everything's love. I love it.
Well, and I know that sounds kind of simplistic. Sorry, I don't know what's going on with – I probably screamed too much last night at my party. And there's a lot of scientific proof about what the power of the frequency of love creates. So you can Google it. You can read my book, Born. You can pull up Joe Venza and mm-hmm. all those guys. They all talk about it, and they're all scientists. Or Mind to Matter, an amazing book. An amazing book. That puts it all together in a different way than I put it together in Born. So, but the truth is, it's the most powerful frequency we have to work with. And that's why they're adding, I am divine health, I am divine wellness, right? Because when we're in the state of divine, it's unconditional love. Those words are interchangeable. Okay? But yes,
yeah.
You're doing it. Yes, you're on the right track. And yes, they're all applauding.
Thank you so much, because a lot of this was through all the conversations we've had over the years. I really appreciate your love and support.
Well, appreciate yourself, too, for hearing it. And putting it into action, Susan. Good for you. Thank you, baby.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Amen. You know what, Joy, if you're really fast, I can take you. Joy in Kentucky, what's your question?
Hello. Yes, I wanted to ask. I had a dream, and it was different. It was me laying in bed. My doorway was like a portal. Are any messages behind that dream?
Well, yeah, walk through the portal. Everything's you. Everything in a dream is you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're inviting you to walk into you.
Okay. Like just as soon as I was going to take that step, the loudest noise woke me up. And I'm like, well, what was that?
Oh, well, you can take it while you're awake. Say, I'm walking into my divine self right now. Well, there you go, guys. I am walking into my divine self right now. Hallelujah. Woo! That was a great close, Joy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's all say it together. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.